and welcome to the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. This podcast is an opportunity for me to have a chat with a published author about what inspires them to write, how they go about the writing and publishing process, and what effect it's had on their life. And I also find out what tips they have for other aspiring authors. I'm delighted to bring you two guests on the show today, Ashley Wong and Alan Walton. Ashley and Alan both work in the financial services industry and have been property investors since 2009. Alongside working full-time jobs, they've recently found the time to write and publish their first book, Choose the Right Letting Agent, A Property Investor's Guide. Hi Ashley, hello Alan, it's really lovely to meet you today.
Hello Alison, thank you so much for having us.
That's right. This is the first time I've done a double header podcast. So it'd be interesting to see how it goes. So tell me about your book.
Well, our book is called Choose the Right Letting Agent, A Property Investor's Guide. It's a guide for property investors on how to work effectively with letting agents who manage their properties. So the book's got four broad sections. Begins with a general awareness of the environment that letting agents operate in and what they need to be compliant so that you can pick one who is actually a legitimate agent. Next, we go through the selection process that we've developed over time and that we use ourselves. And this is mainly takes the form of an interview where we cover all the topics that we can think of, which help you select the best agent. The next key part of the book is outlining the responsibilities that you retain as a property investor. So even though you have an agent in place, you need to be aware of the things that ultimately you're responsible for, and also the information that you might want to keep yourself in case you run into problems with your agent and you don't want to be relying on them for the things that you need to have in your possession. We also cover dispute resolution, where we introduce a simple flowchart that we follow ourselves, which makes the process of dealing with problems very easy.
Okay.
And it was actually this that was the trigger for us to write the book. But throughout the book, we've dotted tips and knowledge tips that we've picked up along the way, which we hope will be interesting and informative for our readers.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that you're property investors, buy-to-let investors yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so what inspired you to write the book?
Well, with our own experience of resolving complaints with our own letting agents, I was observing how Ashley deals with the whole process. Mm-hmm. So Ashley herself is a legal student, legal graduate, and I've noticed that she's not afraid to challenge something when something doesn't seem right.
Good.
So now, after seeing how she works on getting everything organised, but also first following the path of less cost, so she'll use all the processes which avoid you having to spend more money and time on the problem itself, but she'll keep things organised so in case it has to go to the next step, it's all ready to do. So I realised that the process that she does can be documented, and it would help others if they followed the same thing.
Okay.
So we see a lot of people asking for, a lot of investors like us, asking for advice on forums like Facebook, and they'll get a lot of replies back, which may not necessarily be the right things for them to do. So
yes, the Facebook, that great networking place for experts, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we realized if we could put this information in somewhere that people could see it, it would help them. And then we realized there's more to it than that. You know, so we sort of fleshed the rest of the book around that. So we introduced the whole world of dealing with letting agents and keeping yourself safe, compliant. And we wanted this to be, it's sort of like the next step. There's lots of books on how you buy property. It's not so much on when you've got it, how do you get it managed for you, and how do you deal with the day-to-day aspects. So we hope that this fills in that gap.
So that's really interesting. So you started off with quite a small part of what the actual book is, the sort of resolving complaints, and then saw that there was that gap in the market for actually a kind of a much broader guide on managing the whole buy-to-let situation anyway. So how did you go about writing it? How did you go about planning the content and sort of fleshing it out and working out what needed to go into the book?
Well, we were new to book writing, so we had the idea, but it was suggested to us that we do get some coaching on how to write the book. Yeah, so we did engage a book coach. The one we engaged was Karen Williams from Libretas.
Okay.
She was introduced to us. And we signed up for her book writing course. What's good about Karen's course is there's a lot of presentations, a lot of recorded material that cover cover the aspects of identifying who your audience is, identifying the ideas that you've got so that you decide, you can determine whether you're writing one book or two, or you get all the ideas that you've got in your head. You have to get them organized so that you know what you're going to put into one book. There's lots of material about how to keep your audience engaged while you write the book. And this can be things like doing a survey so that you get the ideas from them so that you're writing the book that they want to read. Yeah, and then there's other ways to keep your audience engaged, like sending updates of where you are. And finally, there's lots of information in her course about, after you write it, how you go through the publishing process, proofreading, publishing, and also for marketing.
Yeah.
But we also found what was useful with the course was there are one-on-one sessions with Karen to help you when you get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a make it happen day where for a whole day, you spend the day with Karen and a few other writers like yourself.
Yeah.
Where you set a goal for the day. And Karen will help you achieve that goal. And during the day, she'll have some sessions where she brings us all together. She'll impart some knowledge that is coming out of the sessions from what people are asking. So that's really useful to actually meet with other writers like yourself doing the same things that you are. So mostly at the same stage.
Yeah.
And hearing the questions that they've got and being able to discuss things with them with Karen being present.
Yeah.
So that was a great help.
Did it give you those days give you sort of dedicated writing time as well? How did you actually find the time to write? Because we're all busy people, aren't we? And sometimes managing to sit down and write without being distracted by the dog or the kids or work or whatever's going on can be difficult. How did you sort of manage that process?
Well, what we found was during the year, I mean, that it seems to have taken a long time to publish the book. We started probably around April in last year in 2020, but it wasn't published until August this year, 2021.
Okay.
But what we found was in April, that was the start of our process. It was Easter holiday. So of course we're not at work, so we've got that time. And that was the time when we really fleshed out the structure of the book and probably got a lot of our ideas down, not necessarily organized, but we got a lot of the material done. The next time was probably the Make It Happen Day. And that's because we both took a day off work. So we weren't distracted by other things. We had a goal to achieve at the end of the day. We had plenty of help in Karen and the other writers. So we actually got a lot done in that one day. And then the next section of time that we really made progress was around Christmas and New Year. And that's when you really finish the book.
We got it up
to the state that we were happy with. Before it went off to sort of final editing. But in between that time, it seems like a long time, but we were mainly adding little bits to the book.
And there's
there's a lot of research that you do because we want to put a lot of facts in the book, a lot of links out to places where people can get information for themselves. And you have to research that to make sure it's correct. And you have to make sure that the links you've got are current. And so... Yeah, so it's not like we weren't doing anything in those other times. It was just very slow. And during the year, Ashley also undertook a letting agent qualification.
Oh, gosh,
Yeah, so that definitely helped in making
sure. All that information to go in as well. Extra stuff that you didn't know when you started. So it was very much a kind of more an organic writing process rather than you set out a scheduled time to sit down and write. It was kind of as and when. And you were sort of doing research and then writing and sort of, yeah, a much more yes. organic way of doing it. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's really interesting. It's I'm always intrigued to, for me, I have to have a kind of a fixed slot, and I get into the habit of writing in that time every day. And if I miss it, if I fall out of the routine, I find it really hard to get back into it. I think I would really struggle to kind of just be writing as and when I found the time for it. But obviously it's worked for you, because you've got the, you know, a lot of research done by the sounds of it, and got the book written in amongst being busy doing other things as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you go about getting the book published? Was that also, did Karen Williams help you with that as well?
She did. She introduced us to the team that she works with. We did also talk to other authors to see who they used, and we spoke to another publisher as well. So I guess technically we're what they call self-published. So we haven't gone mm-hmm. through a big publisher.
Yeah.
But you definitely need help in the publishing process, because mm-hmm. if you're new to it, it is very complicated. So yeah, so we couldn't have done it without help. Mm-hmm. But we did go with Karen's recommendations, because I guess her team know the type of standards that that Karen's going to look for. So Karen actually did a first edit of our book. She edits it for flow and to make sure there's sort of a business theme running through it, mm-hmm. and that there's a hook to your further services within the book itself. And then her proofreader, you know, that made it comply to all sorts of English standards, you know, that we know nothing about. So it might have sounded good to us, but the proofreader can highlight, oh, you need this type of dash, or let's be consistent in our inverted commas and things. And you know, mm-hmm. it's little things that, you know, that we would miss, mm-hmm. you know, that need to be in there.
Yeah. And then which publishing platform did you use to actually get the book out there?
We went through, I guess, through Amazon KDP. So it's mm-hmm. in, yep. So we've done it as an ebook only, because we do want to have a lot of web links in there, so mm-hmm. that as people read it, they can click and see the information that we're talking to, that we're describing to them.
Okay, yeah. No, that's an interesting approach to have it as ebook only. Yes. But yeah, I can see the rationale behind that. And I mean, so often when you're reading a print book, there's a web link in it, but and you might think, oh, I'll go back and look at that later on, and then yes. it doesn't happen, does it? But I guess if you're reading it on your tablet or even on your Kindle device, actually, yeah, you can click it and go off and see the extra stuff straight away, can't you? So that's yes. really interesting.
Yeah, the only bugbear with it was every time we wanted an edit done and we got it back to proofread it, we were so focused on it that we would click on every link to make sure that it still worked.
So that's true. That is very true. They do go out of date, can't they? Especially if it's kind of quite specific links, like deep links into a site. They only have to change the structure of the site, and then the link goes screwy, doesn't it? So
that's a tip. If you're going to do that in your book, we've included a separate web page at the end where if there's a link that's not working in the book, we'll keep it updated there. So if something does change. Yeah.
That is a really good idea. Yeah. So you can just update the one page.
Yes, the one page. And yes.
And yeah, and then if something within the book goes out of date, then at least people can click that one page and find the up to date links for it.
Yes,
that's a really good idea.
As they should be. Yes.
Yeah, really good tip. Really good tip. Yes. So this is your first book. What have you learned about yourselves through writing and publishing a book?
There is this saying that there is an author in every one of us. So we realize that there's actually a lot of truth to it. And by writing the book, we realize how much we enjoy writing and how much we want to share that knowledge and experience with others. It also happened that when we first started writing, it was the first UK national lockdown. So that helped us, right, to cope with feelings of isolation and being cut off from the community. So that, from an emotional perspective, that was very, very good for us.
Okay, so it kind of gave you, a sense of purpose during the lockdown, yes. that you could use yes. the all this extra time you suddenly got, and actually you had a project that you could focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that's, I think a lot of people wrote books during the lockdown.
Yeah, so wrote and read them probably.
And I know I read an awful lot of books, yeah. But I think there was a bit of a, all of a sudden you've got time on your hands, and a lot of people who've always thought, I'd always like to write a book, actually did manage to do that. A lot of people who said, I've always wanted to tidy my house, I bet they didn't do that though.
I think book sales during that period, the lockdown, went up a lot as well.
Yeah, I think they probably did. I haven't seen any statistics, but I have a feeling that they would have done, yeah. But no, you're right, what you say about, there's an author in all of us. It's just kind of finding your niche topic, isn't it? Or finding that thing that you know enough about and you're interested in, that you can kind of go on to write enough about to turn it into a book, I guess. Do you think there'll be another book? Do you think that's it now? Your book writing is done, or?
It's actually a lot of work, but I think we do not eliminate that possibility because we really enjoyed that process very much. So from an emotional perspective, right, it was very, very rewarding to see our first book in print. We were really excited about that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. When you actually see it on Amazon, it's quite exciting, isn't it? Something I should have asked you before, I'm intrigued, because there's two of you. So how did you write some bits each, or did one of you do the research and one of you do the writing? Or how did you split up the work between you?
Well, we both contributed. We made use of colour. So if one of us wrote, we'd write in red, I think. And then when the other one read it, if they liked it, they would turn it black. So we knew it at some point. No, we knew which point when when one of us had added to the book.
So were you kind of both working on it independently, almost? Putting in sections and then reading each other's stuff and kind of editing it.
I think Ellen has some sort like a structure in bullet points. So as we go on, we just go into the book, we just add on the contents. So one will do the work, the other will edit. We get to the point that we both could agree with the changes each other made, and we just get on with it.
Okay, yeah. So two questions that come from that then. Did you always agree on the changes, or did you fall out over?
Broadly, we agree, but there are bits we, of course, disagree, and then we'll just have a discussion and come to a compromise.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You're here together now, so presumably that worked out. And
one thing we encountered was trying to keep the scope of the book along the lines of what needs to be included into it, because it is a big topic. We could expand it into all sorts of areas, but it's keeping on track. And it again goes back to that early point of you can have lots of ideas, but you can't put them all in one book. So
it's planning out the content. If you've got the plan up front of you get the plan together of what needs to go in it, then you know what to keep and what to throw out. Given that both of you were writing it together, did you manage to get the text to flow so it kind of reads consistently? Because I would imagine you've probably both got quite different writing styles.
I think what really helps is we try to neutralize it. And because it went through the editorial process, one thing that Karen brought up in her training is that when you have two different authors, they might have very distinctive style. So I think Karen also, when she did the editing, she helped us to neutralize it as well. So having her definitely helps.
Right, yeah. So somebody else to kind of see the bits where there maybe was a bit of a conflict in style and bring it together so that it works. Yeah, well, that's a really good idea. Yes. Really good idea. So you said it only came out in August, so that's only, a couple of months ago now. Has anything exciting happened as a result of it? Have you been invited to speak anywhere, or has it sort of been promoted in the, National Landlords magazine or anything like that? Or have you got plans for anything like that to happen?
I had an interview with National Residential Landlord Association before the book itself. So it so happened that they also ran a topic on the use of letting agents. So both of our letters, we got published. And quite recently, I got onto an interview where I mentioned about the book. But that was like a day or life as a landlord.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But now all of a sudden you're the landlords who've written this book that sets out what other landlords should be doing, which kind of makes you different, doesn't it? It does put you on a different level now. I guess it's early days, but the more your names get out there and the more the book becomes known, opportunities will likely come along, I can imagine.
Yes.
So you've already given some really good tips about writing, especially collaborating on writing. What other tips would you give people who are maybe thinking about writing a book, especially people who have like a specialist area of knowledge like you two have?
Yeah, I think the key is to start now, perfect later, and to get yourself a coach, like either yourself or Karen, because at the end of the day, publishing a book is very different from typing a document on Word document. But what really also helped us is that we did have a group of people, like peers, who reviewed our book and gave us feedback as well before we got Karen to review it. So at the end of the day, it is the reader. We cater to what they want to know, what they want to have in the book, and that really helps us as well.
No, that's really important, I think. Yeah, think about who know who you're writing for, and just go out and ask them, what do you need to know? What do you want to see in this book?
I can say the other area we involved our reader group was in the cover design. So so when the publisher came back with alternative cover designs, we sent that out to the group and as a survey and said, which one of these do you like? So we got them to choose our cover.
No, that's really good. And how do you go about promoting the book? Because that's a really big sort of, that can be a big problem for a lot of authors when there's so much competition out there. How are you promoting your book?
Yes, I think one thing we wanted to do was to get the book done first. Now, it is possible to promote it before it's published. Mm-hmm. But I think for us, I think both for Ashley and I, we felt more comfortable having the book first, and then we've got something concrete that we can publish. We've actually got the Amazon link and things that we can that we can circulate. So in terms of promotion, we are still working on it, but we do belong to, and I guess people with specialist knowledge, they will belong to groups of people like themselves. So we do belong to forums with other property investors and it's there where we can start to promote the book now. When we see people asking questions around the topic that our book is on, around letting agents, we can give them a snippet of information and say, you know, if this helps, it's more, you know, contact
buy
us.
The book. That's right. It's kind of getting in front of the people that are going to be buying your book, and given that you're landlord yourself and you're going to be in those sort of communities and in those sort of places, aren't you? Yeah, it's just letting people know that it's out there. So would you recommend writing a book for other people? Has it been a good experience for you?
Absolutely. We enjoy it so much and would encourage anybody who is thinking of writing a book, just do it.
Just get on and do it. I think that's the best. But so many people, so I say, what advice have you got? Just go and do it.
Make a start.
Definitely. So what's next for you? You said you think you might write something else. Have you got ideas?
Yes, our focus is to take the consultancy business. What we plan to do is to offer consultancy services to landlords and agents to assist them in reviewing terms and conditions they have with the letting agents, lease agreements, interviewing agents, or help them with dispute resolutions with the agents, because we have been there, done that, and we would really like to help people who are in similar situation as us. So we would like to get that off ground.
Okay, so do you think the book will kind of be a bit of a launch pad for the consultancy business then?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, it goes hand in hand with it. So you might say you don't need a book to do that, but it certainly helps, because when people, if people can see that you've got enough knowledge to write a book on it, they know that they're dealing with, you know, they're dealing with people who actually have a lot of knowledge in this field. So that gives them confidence that we can help them.
I mean, it is this thing, isn't it, of you write a book and you're just, you don't take this the wrong way, you're just Ashley and Alan, you're just two property investors, but all of a sudden you've written a book, so that means you know a lot, so that makes you an expert, so that kind of then pushes you into a different level. It can be a great launch pad for something like a consultancy business, because you've proved your knowledge, you've proved your worth, haven't you? And you've proved that you know what you're talking about. So why would the next step then, logical step is for someone to then come to you, for more. Well, if you can give away all this information in a book, what am I going to get when I start paying you for your services? So good luck with that. Yeah, I really hope that goes well for you. Is there more to write about the property rental world, do you think?
I actually have a letting agent. When he heard about the book, he actually approached me to say maybe I should co-author with him to write a book on multi-lets. But because we don't have experience in multi-lets, it might be a bit of a challenge for us at this stage.
Yeah, I think writing something you don't know about is really difficult, isn't it? Especially when you're quite new to book writing. I mean, like you said, you had to do quite a lot of research for this one anyway. But when you're writing something that you don't have that kind of knowledge of in the first place, it must be really difficult to...
To
be researching from scratch. I don't think I'd fancy doing that. Well, it's been really lovely meeting you and finding out about your book. I wish you all the best with it and with the consultancy business as well. I was quite excited when I hear where a book is taking somebody, because I think people just think, oh, I'm just going to write a book. And actually it can go so much further than that. Yes. The book is just the starting point, isn't it?
And indeed.
So it's really exciting to hear when people are kind of using that as a launch pad onto something else. Where can people find you online if they want to find out more about you guys and what you do, or if they want to find out more about the book?
The book is available on Amazon. So it's available on the Amazon UK and US. So if you go and choose the right letting agent under Ashley Wong or Alan Wharton, it will pop up. Yeah. So you can find us there.
Okay. And do you have a website for your consultancy business yet, or is that yet to come?
We've got a fledgling site at the moment. The book will go through to it if you click on a link. But a direct way to it as well is to go into www.ttthltd.co.uk. So it's not very memorable at the moment.
TTHLTD. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that stands for something.
it does. And we might improve that. So.
Okay. TTHLTD.com.
.co.uk.
Brilliant. So yeah, that's great. I'll put the links in the show notes and then people can come and find you if they want to find out more about you. Thank you so much for being my guests on the podcast today. It's really lovely talking to two people. It's like I said, it's the first time and it's gone really well, I think. So
thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you to Ashley and Alan for being my guests on the show today. Their book, Choose the Right Letting Agent, A Property Investor's Guide, is available from Amazon, and you can also find out more about them on their website, ttthltd.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes. If you're now feeling inspired to write a book that shares your knowledge and experience, then I would love to help you. Visit my website, www.theprooffairy.com, where you can download a workbook and book a free call with me. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, and if you're already a published author, you can find out how to be a guest on the show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, and tell your friends about it. This has been a Proof Fairy production in collaboration with my dogs, who seem to have an awful lot to say today. I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now!